One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast.
Woo-woo.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I am here and I'm ready to graduate.
Semester's winding down. Pew, 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 pew. When is graduation?
Hallelujah. May 24th.
May 24th. Okay, my calendar is marked.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're going to do something. We need to be outside immediately after. Immediately.
It's a big accomplishment to celebrate. So can't wait.
Oh, man. This season is going to be a lot. There's a lot of people. They have a lot of issues. There's a lot to cover.
Yeah, there's no happily in none of this ever after. No.
You know what? Right. The happy was left somewhere else. I don't know. Oh, man. We saw a lot of people.
Yeah. I think we saw Ed and Liz, Gino, Jasmine, Emily, Colby. Did we see what? Yeah, we saw Rob and Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Mahmood. Did we see Ashley Manuel?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes, we did. I think that's everybody.
I'm thinking about that scene with Emily and Colby outside the car. That took me down, because let me tell you, we can talk about that later, but that was a very unique experience to them. Okay, I'm so sorry. Have I ever been in camera room? No, but I just feel like I know what I know.
I think I'm sure we're on the same page with that, but yeah, we can dive into that. It was also crazy that her daddy hollered Wakanda, but
I paused my TV. I was like,
and you see, Kobe is the problem in that whole
enables
situation.
It. He enables it.
Absolutely. That's how folks like that keep going, because he should and correcting him.
Because Emily right was there. Like, I don't, is this okay? Like, is this okay for me?
I'm glad she questioned it, but she should have questioned it enough to not put it on. That's what she should have done.
The guilt should have really set in and took over. You should have taken it off.
Yeah, okay. I'll take a little necklace or a hat bow or something, but not a full. A bracelet. It was really the hats that threw it over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what is this and why?
All right.
That was probably the most positive one, though. And Ed and Liz wasn't.
You know what? That's true. They probably were the most positive. Can we just get Ed and Liz out the way though? Because they didn't really have that much going on.
Yeah, I'll go through them. So unfortunately, listeners, we have to endure
Ben.
another season show with Ed and Liz. As you know, they've been together for probably 3 years at this point and have broken up like
3 years
15
too long, yes.
times. The last time we saw them was on The Last Resort, where it was the couples and counseling and retreat, all of that stuff. And at the end, they decided to stick it out. Liz proposed to Ed. He said yes, so they were committed to making it work. Fast forward to Happily Ever After. We see them now. They've moved back to Ed's hometown. Can't think of where that is.
Somewhere in Arkansas.
Yes, they bought a house. And right now, Liz's daughter, who happens to be the spitting image of her mother, has
Word.
been staying with them for the summer. Ed has really been enjoying and being a stepdad. Liz says he's really good with her daughter. What is her name?
Riley, and she spell it
Yeah.
like how white people spell Michaela or Kaylee with the IGH. Because I tweeted, I was like, oh my God, Riley's so adorable. But I spelled it like completely wrong.
Normal. Yeah.
Yes.
Riley, she's really cute. I guess she's probably what, 8 or 9?
I believe she's 10. Yes.
Gotcha. Somewhere around there. Honestly, their stuff was a little boring. They just said like things have been better because Ed has really worked on himself and matured. And the new thing is they're about to go into real estate. They're kind of gonna double team it. Ed is the yappy salesperson, while Liz is good with the background paperwork kind of stuff. And they did a practice round with Riley with their own house. But of course, Ed is still overpowering. When he talks, he wants to overtalk you. All the same problems they had, they still got. It's kind of just masked a little bit. And I think in the preview for next week, we kind of see that things are going to be shaking up a little bit. I think they didn't necessarily say they were worried, but the last time they tried to kind of work together when Liz was shadowing Ed's photography, it did not go well.
Very bad.
I think it was just because he was sensitive about the neck thing, but Liz said that she is his partner, not his employee this time around, so things are gonna be a little different.
Which from her, I just don't believe it. But okay, girl. All right.
Yeah, and I think
Whatever you
there,
say.
yeah, the it, things can't be different with Ed because that's just who he is. And their wedding is in a couple of weeks or months or something. So all the big things coming up. And they both living off of their savings right now. Nobody got a job. Nobody got no money. So
No.
yeah. Was pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much it for them. I feel like we all feel just like very over it. Like they're
Clearly,
definitely in
I
the Gino and Jasmine camp of I'm tired of seeing you.
absolutely. I could have gone the rest of my life, especially because we know,
Days, right, the rest of my days.
yeah, especially since we know they end up separating. I think they do get married. Like, this is old. Like, I feel like this is at least a year and a half old. So they do end up getting married, but then they break up, which who didn't see that coming?
Because you should have been together this long. Ain't
Yeah,
you waste,
I
so.
don't know why. It's really Liz. And furthermore, well, first, I don't know why she put up with his foolishness for so long and why she keep going back when he keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And secondly, they don't even qualify for 90-day fiancé, so I don't know how we keep showing it.
It's
They're
really
not
Disney
having
hacked the
any
system.
paperwork. issues, none of that. Nothing has to do with 90 Day and the fiance. Yeah. So
they're both
Ed
American.
Let's
just start there.
Yeah. Ed should have been dropped from this whole thing when him and Rose separated. That should have been it for Ed.
Yeah. But he had a little justification because he was dealing with that lovely Mexican lady, right?
Yeah, she was Latina somehow.
Yeah. So outside of that, keep it pushing. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Keep it pushing.
But yeah, that's it for them.
Yeah, just whatever. Should. Because Gino and Jasmine had some issues. And this is.
Jasmine
every now,
is gonna
once
murder
in a blue
Gino.
Moon, once in a blue moon, Jasmine has her right to act the way she be acting. And I think we're coming upon that blue moon right now. So definitely not them. Okay, I guess it could be Emily and Kobe. It really wasn't drama necessarily. Okay, so we already know they're on their way to Cameroon to visit Kobe's family. Woo. The whole family's going. So I think we start off like seeing them on the plane a little bit, just, oh my god, we're so excited. Yay, can't wait. Oh, it's gonna
that's
be so
a
cool.
Long way to travel, especially with two little bitty kids.
23 hours. I don't even want to travel by myself for 23 hours.
Like, no, I started getting antsy on a 4-hour flight. So I
right.
Not imagine. I can
imagine. And literally a day. Like, what? Okay. All right. So they're getting off of, they're in Cameroon. Okay. Weather's changing. I'm trying to, oh, no. This happened after they already landed. Okay. So weather's changing, everything's different. They kept making these jokes about like, oh, we'll blend right in. I don't, are you trying to be funny? Like, no, you're not. This isn't South Africa. This is, okay, all right, got it, whatever. So it's a lot of them. It's Emily, it's both of her parents, their two kids and Kobe. A partridge in a pear tree, basically. They got a million and five suitcases.
It was like, so, are you not ever coming back?
Yeah, they have like everything they could have possibly needed and didn't need.
He must
all
told them there's absolutely nothing over here. You need to pack the oxygen you're going to consume.
Yeah. The oxygen, the batteries, the power strips, everything. Generators.
Really? Put the whole house in a suitcase because.
Yeah.
What is all of this?
So, we meet Kobe's best friend, Valerie. They've been together for a long time. First thing Valerie tells us, he was like, Kobe, when he was in China, told me that he was with this white woman. Like, he was dealing with this white woman. And he was like, okay, interesting. And then Kobe told me that this white woman is pregnant. So, for whatever reason, Emily does not have a name. She's just white woman. Okay, that white woman over there, basically. Valerie was making a lot of the same points that Kobe did in terms of how white women or just non-Cameroonian women are viewed in general, but mostly white in this context. Based off of the media scene, that's very bossy, very demanding, and like not what he should be going for.
I see where they're
like at all.
I can see where they're coming from, but also that's rooted in, why can't I think of the word? Misogyny. Because you want your woman to sit in the corner and be quiet and
just
cook
never
and
say
clean
anything.
Yeah. But also, Emily definitely gave bossy, and she earned
right.
that title.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's definitely tricky. Like, okay, like, media, don't let that stir you, but also she is a little boy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, so they're trying to get through the airport. They're making their way. They are getting a lot of attention, as one would probably assume, because you got two older and one, all these white people coming. I'm assuming that if because
it was
working at
the
the airport,
parade
like if
of
you're
suitcases and men with suitcases behind them.
It was literally like in Coming to America when Akeem and his bestie came to Queens. All them suitcases, listen, leave
Absolutely.
Them here for 2 seconds, okay? They're going to be ransacked and spread out, okay? So they're parading through with all their suitcases. There are two black people following. They're getting a lot of eyes and attention, and everybody wants to help them out because helping means
tips
for me. So literally, like, I've never even seen that. Like, six different people in uniforms came out to help
put
it
was
the
a
bags
whole
in the
line
car.
Of folks.
Like,
but honestly
no,
they
I
had
got
enough suitcases, they needed all that help.
Yes, they could, they definitely had the enough stuff to spread the wealth, but clearly not enough money to do that. So they're helping get the suitcases through the car. Cool, it's time to go. My brother, you can't leave with you. How you gonna leave and you ain't pay all of us? I'm very confused by that.
Literally,
so
It was
like,
so funny because the people standing around arguing with him didn't even have on a uniform. So them people probably didn't even help at all. They was just
they
banging.
Were taxi drivers. Like, they just happened to be by the suitcases and therefore are entitled to compensation.
That's wild. And that's also just, I mean, how can I say this nicely? I'm just taking from the angle of people who don't travel frequently.
Mm-hmm.
The first mistake they made was ever walking away and leaving their suitcases.
Yeah.
Because like her mom was saying, we hope we got everything. You don't even know. First of all, you probably don't even know how many suitcases you brought with you.
Right.
Secondly, they see all these 15 suitcases belong to these white folks. You probably ain't got all your stuff. You should have never took your eyes off of that. That was step one. And then, I don't know why Emily was standing there trying to get Cobra's attention. Just get in the car. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Get in the car and let him handle that?
Yes. You making it worse. Every time they argue with him and look up and see you, they're going to ask for $5 more.
Right. Like, antsy. Like, come on. Cough it up. Like, whoa. No. I ain't got it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. The point that I was alluding to earlier was, if this was a group of black people, wherever you're from across the diaspora, it would have been a very different situation. I'm sure, yeah, maybe even still the people with the uniforms, I could still see that. But everybody pressing you in the parking lot to break everybody off is giving unlikely.
It wouldn't happen like that, no.
Not at that volume. Like,
no,
you were
they
swarmed.
Thought
Coleman
was sitting on a heavy bag because of who he was with. But also, I feel like Coleman was kind of explaining in the car afterward. I feel like because of the type of trip that he's on, he should have really used all the examples possible to highlight why things are the way they are. He kind of explained, like, oh, it's really hard here. It's a struggle here. I feel like he should have been like, since slavery, XYZ, because Europeans
since
did
your
XYZ.
People,
exactly.
Things
really
have
break
been
it down.
Significantly challenging. Because,
you know, people don't know why a lot of African countries are poor. But now is the time that he should have explained it.
Okay, if you want to give any sort of cultural lesson, do that.
Yeah,
since
they want to dress up in the clothes of that.
let's start at level one.
Yes.
Okay, let's start there, and then
I feel like they should have to be hazed into the clothes. Oh, since you want to wear these clothes, let's give a little backstory. Let's take you down.
Yeah, let's do a
little
history lesson.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ultimately, they did get away. But he did have to explain in the confessional that basically when everybody expects to get a little something, everybody expects to get broke off. If one person help you, you got to help him and all his homeboys. That's what he said. When they were in the car, I think Emily's parents were just asking about Cameroon, like, safety wise? Like, what's the tea here?
It was her dad being like, where are we?
Like, sir, we're in another country. Let's start there. Like, you're not. You are not in Kansas
Literally,
anymore.
He said, okay? Where the hell are we going, sir? Sit back.
Because if you get out, you're
and what's
not
crazy
know
is this not even
for.
A village. Come on.
No,
now.
We are still we are hours away from the village. Yeah. Yeah. So they're just trying to get a sense of what's going on. I feel like Kobe, he was trying to be honest, but like, I don't know. I think he was doing a little scare tactic a little bit. Like, yeah, no, it can be dangerous here, but you're going to have a good time. Like, it's fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. So they get to a hotel in the city, stay a night, and then they're planning to travel to his village. Cool. So they wake up the next day, getting ready to go to the village. Of course, we know lots of different African cultures. They love a get down. They love a nice hat, a nice, I don't want to call it a gown, but just a get up, okay? Mm-hmm. They're very coordinated, very situated, lovely patterns, gorgeous. Love it. Very colorful. Kobe was like, you know, as a part of my culture, it's customary to match, like for whole families to match.
Yeah,
when
it shows
they're
respect.
Visiting another family, yeah, it's a sign of respect. So they stop in a store, and it's funny because I was watching it with my mom, and she was like, well, if it's so customary, why come nobody else got it on? Fair. True. Fair enough. What's the occasion for when we bust this out? Like, I'm just curious.
I feel like you don't show up to people house like that.
I see,
if they invite you back for a get together afterwards, you can break that up. Yeah. But you just don't show up.
We
could have like
did
that.
Matching t-shirts. We could have all wore blue. We could have wore shirts with our faces on it. Like, why you gotta be all this? If they don't really know like the cultural context of what they're wearing and why they're wearing it, right? So they're trying on stuff. They're trying on like shirts and dresses and hats. They're looking at little baby clothes for the daughter. Like, oh my God, this is so cute. The dad is like, am I wearing my hat okay? I don't want to look silly. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then Emily's trying stuff on. She's like, you know, this is all very nice and beautiful, of course, but I just feel like I don't know if I should be wearing this because I don't know enough about his culture to like.
It's a shame that you didn't lay it down with a man and got three kids.
Right.
And don't know enough about that man culture. And
right.
You didn't plan the trip to come over here and still ain't took the time to learn.
Because on that 23-hour flight, I know them kids, they were probably up running you crazy for at least a portion, but they have to go to sleep at some time. You didn't do no Google.
No, nothing. You have
customs.
Cameroonian children.
Who they were colonized by, at least. Like, you don't know nothing. Okay. All right. Got it. But Kobe was like, no, it's fine. Like, it's a sign of respect. Like, it's no big deal. Which, no. Wrong answer.
Signed up.
Yes. Yeah, so the dad's like, great. Wakanda. I love it. I'm so excited. So they get up in the car. In their full get up, and they're on their way to meet the
I bet
parents.
The people sitting outside were cackling because BFFO.
What you like, you literally have on your Sunday best for a road trip. Like, what's going on? I'm really not understanding. I'm not getting it at all. TBH. Yeah, I think we just see some things about Emily saying like she's just nervous to meet them. But she's excited about the whole thing. And it's like a 2-hour ride before we get to the parents.
Yeah, she's... sorry.
No.
She was just saying how she feels like... She's nervous because she feels like they think she's just this random white lady that took their son away.
Which... I'm missing the inaccuracy here. I think you hit it. I think you got it.
You are correct. Yeah, girl, that's what it is.
Okay, girl.
Oh, and they were also driving, and her mom was like, so these shacks. Do people live there?
Y'all gonna have to stop. You're gonna have
It's
to stop.
just, I don't understand.
You really need to cut it out. 'Cause what do you mean? What do you mean?
And it's crazy because on one hand, it's like, oh, I'm tired of the media showing like different African countries like being so impoverished. Like there's some really big cities there.
Yeah.
But it's also like this is all the media shows. So why don't you
You
know the basics?
know what? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just the
You see a front
self-awareness of
door
being.
and windows. Don't, can't you assume that the house? Did you not know that before you open your mouth?
Right. Maybe it's just like the self-awareness of being black, but if I was them, I'd be like, I wonder if we can trace this thing back. I wonder who's responsible for some of the struggles that people are currently facing. I wonder, because we could trace it back. We could.
Absolutely.
There's actually a direct line and like a country and a flag that we could discuss. So, whatever.
And they speaking, her dad was speaking a little bit of French to Kobe, so they ought to be able to use their context clues. If Kobe
Yes.
speaks French and
Well,
Africa was
okay.
colonized by Europeans, if
So
A squared plus B squared, what
get
is
into the
C squared?
Pythagoreans. Okay. Come on now. Do
It was
that's
also
simple math.
Emily.
Even I can do
It
that.
come on. It was also crazy how Emily was talking about she hoped lions and hippos walk
She did say that. Honestly, after that Wakanda comment, I really just turned my ears off. But yeah, what do you think? Where do you think you are? Where do you think you're on the
clearly
set
in
of Madagascar movie? Like, what's going
the
on? Please, please, please.
I really hope
It's
production
terrible.
had that little part scripted because there's just no way.
I know that Wakanda was freestyle though. He meant
And
that. Wakanda.
I hope he continues the spirit when he get back over here. How about that?
Well, he ain't gonna run into no black people in Salina, Kansas, though.
You right.
He could
You're right.
do what he want to in the house. Mess.
Ooh.
Just mess. What's wrong with y'all? Oh my
Yeah, that's
God.
a lot.
Yeah, they didn't get to the parents' house yet, though.
You see a little
We did
preview
see
for
a
next week.
preview. Yeah, we see a preview that as soon as they got there, apparently Kobe's dad was like, okay, y'all need to get married for real, because currently this is just a white woman who had your kids. So you need to get married here so I can refer to her as your
Yeah.
wife. Okay, thank you.
Hopefully,
Yeah.
I feel like she gonna do it.
She loves a
I
moment. She
mean,
loves a
yeah.
moment.
I feel like they should trick her and say like a traditional marriage is you gotta eat his toenail scrapings or something
I'm
like that.
crying.
Something
I am
crazy.
crying.
She would
I am
still
on the
do it.
floor.
She, yeah, you
Okay.
have
I mean, I
to slice
love
each other
him. Yeah,
hands
she.
and boil. You gotta eat goat, all kind of foolishness. She do it.
She would do it. She would definitely do it. They could definitely punk her with something and she would be like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Huh. Where do we go from here?
I think Gino and Jasmine
It should
should
be
be
Robin
less.
Sos. Yeah, because that's a big mistake. That's a big mistake to make. You didn't watch no YouTube tutorials? Okay. All right. See, that's what happens when you deal with people of a certain age. They're very defiant.
Very.
Very defiant. Do you want to talk about Rob and Sophie?
Yeah, did we see Rob this episode, or was it just Sophie and her mama?
I think it was just Sophie.
And her mama, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
I think that's right. So I think it was just the one scene of her and her mom talking. So basically this is the aftermath of their selfie museum meetup. Of course, that did not go how either of them planned. The goal was for Sophie to go back home with Rob, but she ends up leaving and they go their separate ways. She is still hung up on the fact that he online cheated with more people than he
Then she
initially
originally thought. Mm
disclosed. And that's where we are now.
mhm.
So she meets up with her mom to kind of, oh, I forgot, we have Nicole in my mood too. But yeah.
Yeah.
What
Gonna
was
address
that?
them after.
Oh, she meets up with her mom at this bookstore, which Sophie thought was weird because it's like, mom, do you even know how to read? And her mom just thought it was cute. Her mom literally makes me sick. And I really
Yeah.
wish Sophie was, if she wants her relationship with Rob to work, she's gonna have to stop talking about it with her mom.
Yeah, she's preying on the downfall of this relationship.
Like,
Like, that
actually
is not your
on her
homegirl.
knees
I'm
praying
sorry.
for it.
Yeah, she got a candle up, whatever Ashley be doing, she's doing that too.
Yeah, she really wants this to fail. She just doesn't really like Rob. She keeps calling him Rob the Knob. And
Still.
still, she just, and this time, she always tries to frame it as she wants the best for her daughter. She's like, why would you go back there? He's no good. He's a liar, a cheater. He's addicted to, like online cheating and pornography. And she was
Yeah.
like, and I know a thing about addiction. You don't want that in your life. And I don't want to see you hurt. And we find out that her mom was Sophie's mom had an addiction to something. We ain't found out what it was yet. And Sophie said she's overdosed before and she's basically had to save her life. So
Which is unreal.
yeah, I'm
That's hard.
still, yeah, that's a lot. But I know addiction is addiction, but I feel like that's just not comparable here.
Yeah.
And
N
so
we're this is apples and cranberries, not even oranges. Like, we are dealing with different
but
things,
yeah,
girl, different
different
things.
ballparks for sure. And Sophie even says, like, I don't think he's had an addiction. I think he just likes attention, which is funny
Yeah.
because that applies to both of y'all, given
Literally
what
the
y'all's
same.
social media look like. That's why y'all are together overall. But Sophie says she wants to make it work. So she is going to meet Rob at their, and she was like, I'm gonna meet him at his house. Y'all's house?
Right. I don't
Yeah.
know.
She's gonna meet him at the house and they're gonna go from there. I feel like she just, nothing is good enough for her. Like, what do you want?
I think that we actually did see him, but only with the wedding band, right? It was like a one like really quick scene, like he was just upset that like she doesn't even care about it, which I get.
I
Okay,
vaguely remember
cool.
that. Yes.
Right. Like, okay, cool that you mad at me, but still you're not gonna put the ring on, period. Like, I'm girl, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm not understanding what she wants him to do.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she want to dance. She want a show, okay? You better start tap dancing immediately.
Yeah, she's actually getting, her mom's annoying, but she's getting annoying too, and I'm assuming that's where she get that from, her mama. But it's
Yeah.
just like nothing's good enough. And I feel like her mama keeps saying she's a princess, she deserves this treatment. I ain't seen princess yet.
I'm giving
nothing about this gives princess. It gives old maid, if nothing else.
Right. It gives the girl who wants to be princess, but she's not.
Yeah. Like the ugly stepsister, jealous. Just ridiculous. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
I agree. Yeah, she does too much. She really just does too much. And it's like, you need to make a decision. Either you're breaking up or you're not. And you're going to try and work on things.
And
but
it's like, he hasn't changed. He doesn't want to work on this. You're not home. You're not communicating.
Neither have you.
You haven't communicated with this man in 2 months. How can you possibly work through an issue if you haven't been together?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, oh, she's 23. She's 23. Okay, but she's dealing with someone older. So she has to step it up just a little bit. Like, she's not dealing with another 23
year old.
I'm
sorry,
so,
23, 24, 25, however old she old enough to know better and do better.
Yeah, because if anything, you young. Like, girl, go live. Go do your thing. Go be an intern.
Yeah, but you made the decision to get married, so you need to work it out and leave your mama ragged itself out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you talk about the time where the mom was saying, like, oh, he said the L word, the little boyfriend?
She been with that man for 2 weeks. How is he saying the L word? I don't trust her mom. I think she
I don't lie
about anything. Yeah, she not to be trusted. Not that he did. I don't know. You met that man. I know what. I really hope they don't make that thing. I don't care about her mama and her relationship. I know. No. Mm-mm.
I feel that. We could talk about Ashley and Manuel. It wasn't really that much.
Next week is gonna be funny. Ain't nothing clogged up in his throat.
He doesn't like you, okay? Leave that lady shop alone. Okay? She can't help. He doesn't like you. That's really the problem here. Was it just a scene in the car with them, right?
I believe so, because technically, this is them leaving the carnival.
Okay. So, this is just kind of like a mini follow-up argument, basically. And it's kind of the same stuff, but just more focused on the kids now. Manuel does not talk, okay? They've known each other for 10 years, been together for a long time. And she still hasn't met her kids. And now, like, met his kids. So after this conversation with her mom and her sister at the carnival, she's feeling like, yeah, and why haven't I met them? Just really trying to understand. And Manuel is giving the same excuses, like, oh, well, I'm just concerned about their well-being and they don't know anything about you. So you think waiting longer, like, what exactly would you be waiting for?
There's a lot
until
going
you and
on
Ash-
over
yeah,
there.
You're waiting until you and Ashley have kids? Like, what? Because if I'm them, I'm going to be mad if you tell me, surprise, you got a stepmom and a little sister. Get out of here. Like, what are you talking about?
And
I didn't even know you were in a relationship.
They aren't young.
Yeah, they're not like 5 and 6 years old. I want to say they're 10 and 10 and 12 or 12 and 14, like.
That's what I think it's like 14 and 12 or something like that.
Yeah, like teen, tween age, like they're not babies and they can understand and like come to their own conclusions and probably feels like their dad just doesn't care about them anymore because he disappeared. And I'm finding out you got another life on TV. Get out of here. So she's getting upset and she's like, I just don't understand why you don't want to talk to me. And he said, it's my personal life. Oh my God. She really gives criers. She really puts us in a bad light. Cause I'm not going to lie. I'm a crier too, but I don't announce it. It just kind of happens. It just kind of happens. You know? This just happens. I don't need heads up. Tears are coming. Okay. Well, FYI. Like, please. I can't. But yeah, the problem's still the same. He's just like, this is my personal business. You're gonna have to deal with it. Like, I don't really know what to tell you.
I don't
And
know
she's like,
why he
okay,
keeps
how you got
saying
personal?
that.
Right. How you got personal business that I should be your personal business?
This is our
Like, I
business
don't
now.
understand. I am your wife, and you're not letting me support you or be there for you. So then she was like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Like, she was just very upset. And he didn't give a damn because he never does. Like, them tears don't move him at all.
Yeah, he literally be so annoyed.
Yeah.
Oh, we did see a little bit after the car. They pulled up at home and he went inside and let Rico Suave out and she sit on the steps.
Which could have really been kind of bad if Rico Suave was a different type of dog.
Absolutely.
Luckily, he loved his mama, but some dogs, that would have been their one-way ticket out.
Gone.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
Because you got a bad attitude. Because I'm asking about your kids that I've never met. Like, okay, all right.
Yeah, she created this problem, though, because there's just no way you should have filed any kind of paperwork for that man to come over here without knowing his kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Like, you ain't met them all.
it
Thanks,
just
I'm not
doesn't
white.
make sense. And
That don't
honestly,
add up to me,
if they
love.
were so close back when she was going to Ecuador all them years, how you ain't never met his kids already? You
Yeah.
used to be around him and his people. So where was the kids at? I just feel like there's
That's what I'm
more. There has to
saying.
be something more. And the
Yeah.
more is a wife or two. Because it's just not making any sense. I
Yeah,
wonder
it's
if,
giving family. It's giving
yeah.
like the moms around.
Yeah, I wonder if they have intentions of bringing his kids over and if they filled out the paperwork correctly.
Maybe. I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
If
First
you
of all,
have
she
people
probably
who want
don't
me
even
to
know
know
their
their
name to
name,
put on the paperwork.
how am I Adam? How am I be aware that they might come on down with us? Okay. Girl, he's
Yeah,
not
you're right.
interested in that.
It's something up. I hope we actually get to see what it is sooner rather than later. Cause it's getting annoying. Cause they're literally talking about
Yeah.
the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. And then we see that scene that we saw it in like the first episode that she gets $100,000 in debt behind this. What? You've never met his kids? Okay. All right. Okay, girl.
He was
Where'd
like,
you go
what?
to?
I'm not paying none of that.
Get somebody else to do it for real, because I can't. I'm unable.
Yeah,
The
it's
hell?
crazy. It's crazy.
Okay. There's Gino and Jasmine, Nicole and Mahmoud, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Nicole and her bangs, child? She still look awkward to me. I'm sorry.
Literally, the pictures they flash back of them when they first met when she had normal hair.
Yeah.
She looked so different. I feel like this
Way
haircut is just
different.
ugly and it ages her so much.
Yeah, she looks like a mom that's trying to be cool versus like
Yeah.
someone who's just
Very
cool
much
at any age.
PTO
Yeah,
mom.
yeah, yeah.
So last week, we saw Mahmoud pack up and Nicole went and bought him some pajamas. I guess he's supposed to wear these drawers forever because that's the only patch he got.
Right.
First of all, those are not pajamas. Don't know about it. And these give
They look like bloomers.
thrifted, exactly, thrifted vintage that she probably paid $60 for that he really don't care about. She should have went on to Target, Walmart, and got that man some real pajamas.
Yeah.
Anywho.
They don't have to be expensive at all.
No. He could have had a pair for every day of the week. with what she paid for those. So he's traveling. He has a long journey to 20 something hours. She has made a sign, welcome home, my mood. She's really excited for him to come. She said, now that he's going to feel how she felt in Egypt by being like away from home and culturally isolated pretty much. And she's saying that she really hopes this works out and that he wants to stay because there's no way she's ever, never moving back to Egypt. So
right,
if that, they would just have to break up if he wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So he arrives. He is visibly very tired. And also, yes, he's never been like super expressive, like with excitement or anything. Like if he's mad,
that's true.
But he's never been super expressive. And that teed her off. She wanted him to do cartwheels and backflips when he saw her sign. And that's just not what he was giving. He also did not want to kiss her on the mouth.
he was like, girl, what the hell?
he didn't understand why she was trying to kiss him. And she tried to show out in front of the camera and he still turned his head, which is like embarrassing. He said, girl,
back up, please.
Yeah, but he,
in front of people.
And that's how I know she don't know nothing or respect that man culture for real, because right, it gives the same Nicole and Azin. Where was he from? Morocco. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. They don't like PDA like at all, besides like the holding of the hand, but like kissing, touching, all that in public is a no go.
None of that.
She should know that. And she also had on like a crop top and a skirt. He was asking,
"He said, what's all this? What's all that? I'm very confused as to why I see your stomach."
Yeah, I don't like that. And she's just like, "Oh, this is LA. Nobody cares. Ha ha." They get home. She is showing him around. Not that there's much to see. And she has a. What did she do? Sell clothes. So she has a naked mannequin in the living room. That also bothered him. Like, why she ain't got on no clothes? You couldn't just put her outfit on.
She can't put a sheet on.
I think it was just so different for him.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine coming from such a conservative culture to some of the stuff he's saying, he has literally probably never even thought of before.
That painting of that naked man, that abstract art in the house, he says, I ain't never seen nothing like that. Take that down. Take that down.
What is that?
Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, so he's having a lot of culture. He's seen a lot of stuff that he ain't seen before. LA really gonna change that man, and I hope it does not harden his heart, because he gonna see some stuff that he could not have ever imagined.
I think also another point is he's from a place that's very different that he loved. Like, back home was very strict and conservative, but he don't care. He had a great time.
Yeah, like, that was
he's really only in LA because of this lady. So
and he's also worried about and I think he mentioned this before he ever left home, like finding a Muslim community and finding a mosque. Yeah. That just shows you he knows literally nothing about America. Like nothing.
Yeah. He probably think everybody act like her.
Yes. So I hope he can settle in well. I was a little upset that she had this man has just traveled for 20 plus hours and she fed this man a frozen pizza that she heated up in the oven.
She put more thought into the outfit than she did his actual homecoming. Like, She was like, okay, but does this top give with the leather though? Like, what's it hitting
She had
for?
to bump her bang.
Girl.
She ain't had time to cook.
Like,
Because
you could
that
have
man don't want
found
that.
it. She could have found some Egyptian food. I don't know. Something.
Something to
Do a
ease
little
his
something. Some
transition.
effort.
Or even if not Egyptian, well, I know he's probably tired first day of traveling, but you could have had gave him something else. I know y'all probably been talking about
Yeah.
stuff. Has he shown interest in a hamburger or anything? Like something
Right.
other
Is
than
he
a little
excited to
frozen
try
pizza.
In-N-Out? I don't. Just no effort. Just
Yeah,
not the
zero
right kind of
effort. But she had
effort.
a
I don't
Welcome
know.
Home American banner on the wall. And
Gee, thanks.
she gets a little upset with him actually
Yeah.
because he did not sleep on the plane. And again, she calls out that he isn't excited and he's just too tired. And she told him to sleep on the plane and she's ticked off because he didn't sleep on the plane. And he's like,
Like,
okay, next
okay.
time I listen to you.
I really hate to break it to you, but he's still traveling time zones.
Yeah.
So he will still be tired
That man gonna be
eventually.
tired for a
Like,
week.
what are you saying right now, bro? What are you saying?
And it's not like,
Please.
it's not even like, oh, I had plans for us to go here, and here. I want to take you to see
Yeah.
this. You just want him to be smiling in your face. Again, not even his personality.
Yeah, back off.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much it. She throw his pajama drawers at him and tell him to go bathe and go to bed. And
What an
that's really
attitude.
it.
Yeah,
Well,
just.
I saw the preview for next week. When I say I cackled,
Oh, I missed it. Wait, what happened?
they're walking on the boardwalk and there's a Muslim lady in a full hijab and robe and stuff. And she
Okay.
said he stopped and stared. And she's like, is that what you like? If that's what you like, you could go find a Arab girl and leave me alone. Girl, girl, are you okay? That man,
I
that's
don't
the little piece
have
of,
full
that's
words
the
for
first
that.
piece of home he is seeing, and he can't believe his eyes. You think
Because
he's
little
staring at
bitch
this lady?
practicing Muslim. I ain't getting it at your house. I ain't getting it at home.
You think he's staring at this lady because he want her?
He's probably like, peace and blessing, my sister. I love this. I love this for you. I'm about to join you. I just don't understand. I just
Yeah, and
don't get
they
it, Jesus.
argue, of course, after that. So
Yeah.
that's gonna be interesting. I don't know why she thought when he got in the American airspace, something was just gonna change with him. Now he gonna like your crop top because he came over here. No.
Like, I don't understand. It's gonna be a part of my couldn't be me, so that's why I'm not saying too much. But she really got on my
Oh.
damn nerves. I'm so sorry. Girly.
Yeah, it's a lot. But that was pretty
Yeah.
much it for them. Child. This is gonna be a rough,
Yeah.
happily ever after.
They ain't never not happy. They need to just
Ever
change
after.
this to post-wedding.
Literally.
Just, we got married. Now what? Like, I don't know. Something.
Heavy on the now look.
Man. All right. So, last but definitely not least in terms of drama and screwing up, we have Gino and Jasmine. So far, we've seen a lot of Jasmine speaking about children, speaking about her kids, speaking about a baby getting pregnant, all that future planning kind of stuff. And basically, she's just very hell-bent on getting her kids here. Like, I want my kids here. I want my kids here. I want my kids here. Like, that's the plan. That's what he promised me. That's what we're gonna do. So she gets on the phone with her mother and sister. Her mom and sister are taking care of her two kids right now. She gets on the phone with them and she's just trying to get an update, like, hey, like, how are they? How they're behaving? I think she said Wanse, or one of them says, like, basically that they miss her. but they don't want to tell her because they don't want her to feel bad, like all this kind of stuff. The mom ends up getting off of the phone a little early because she has to get ready for a doctor's appointment. When Jasmine is just Jasmine and her sister, and this is the sister that we always see, not the quote unquote sister that was living with her, like the one that's sort of around her age, that, you know, sister. They could just like, yeah, like her real sister, not the play one that's actually her daughter. No, yeah. Not that one. But yeah, she was just asking her sister about like the mom and like what's going on with her. But she just needs a lot of, I don't think they said, they said something with her kidneys?
I think they said, I feel like it was something with the kidneys, or it's they want to check for something like a mass or something for cancer.
Yeah. But it's not confirmed. It's literally like
they
the biopsy.
Yeah, they don't think it is, but they want to be sure.
But of course, you still got to pay whether they're checking isn't confirmed or not. So it's around $800. And mom doesn't have that money. So Jazz was like, I'm asking Gino.
Period. Nah, he gonna give gonna
get, he's going to break me off as getting taken care of. Like, I'm not even playing with that. And then she just started feeling like very bad and frustrated. Like, wow, like I'm here and they're there. And can I ask a question? Since she's been on the show, have the kids ever been with her?
Why are we, you're like channeling my questions. Like, you, oh, my kids. Your kids didn't even stay with you when you were.
Why are you trying
to uproot them from their daddy? Right. When was the last time you had custody of those kids? They don't stay with you.
Full custody, like nobody else around, just y'all, just you and the kids. Like it's been a minute. I was like, this is a lot of energy.
I think since
for
we've
like,
seen
you ain't
her,
never been checked for it, sorry.
Yeah, since we've, like, she's been on the show, I think one kid stayed with their daddy and the other two stayed with her mama.
Yeah. Never had them full time. Very, at least in the past 3 years that you've been on the show, you never had them full time. So very curious as to why we're so hell-bent this way. We didn't talk about when we first saw them last night. We know that she's trying to have a baby. So he gave her the specimen that she needs to potentially get pregnant. He still does not know that she's had, well, he knows now that she's had some fertility problems in the past. And he was just like, okay, like, I didn't know that. Why didn't you fucking say anything?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. He was trying to be understanding and like not be an asshole in the moment, I guess. Cool. So the next scene I want to say is when, because like we're saying, Jasmine wants her kids here. They ain't got no money though, because Gino's not working. Another couple living off of their savings, his savings. So they're going to a lawyer immigration office to kind of talk about the K-1 process and how soon they can actually get the kids here. Jasmine's thinking like, maybe 3 months. Maybe 3 months, like that, give or take, you know, not that great. Gino did all of the paperwork for the K-1 process.
It was him starting
himself.
Off so proud. Like, ooh, I really
did. He was
did
like,
it.
Yeah, I did that. But look at her right here. What's the problem? Okay, all right. So,
hold
him
on
being
a second.
A little cheapy. Yeah, he was like, I ate that. I really ate that. So he would be a little cheap, didn't want to hire help, because when you hire a lawyer, they'll really comb through and make sure you're getting exactly what you want and you know what you're signing up for. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and they're going to make sure that retainer invoice hits
you. It's nice and juicy for themselves. Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And he also said he felt extra confident because he did this with his last wife as well. He filled out the paperwork by himself.
Who did not have children. So, like, you're not really... A, again, A squared plus B squared, we're at D instead of
yeah.
C. And I don't understand.
Like, and it's just,
I don't understand how we got there.
I don't, yeah, I feel like this kind of paperwork is too important to not have, like, somebody that actually know what they're doing to look over. Even if he, like, wants to fill it out on his own, he could have paid an attorney for, like,
just
an hour or two to just, review it.
Yeah. But basically, they're asking the lawyer, like, okay, so how long can the kids get here? Like, how soon can they get here? What's going on? So he's asking questions about the application. And then he's, like, asking the kids' names. He was like, okay, like, did you add them as dependents? And Gina was like, what? No, did you add them as dependents? And then Gina was like, no, I thought I didn't need to now. Because she's coming here now, so we can just add them later. The lawyer was like, that's not how that works. Whether they were coming 3 years from now or 3 days from now, you should have added them. So that way the government would be aware that she has dependents, that the plan is to bring over here. So
he was sitting there with the sourest face.
Just quiet. And you can just hear the light whistle from the steam blowing out of Jasmine.
Absolutely.
Just fuming and really not trying to go upside his head in front of these people, in these people's office. So the lawyer's like, yeah, so now it's probably going to take like maybe 6 months, maybe what, like a couple years potentially, right?
Yeah, because like, I think the whole thing is Gino expected to add them with Jasmine's change of status application or something, but the lawyer was explaining like you can't change their status if they don't have them. They ain't got them because they ain't here and they weren't on the paperwork before. So I think what has to happen is they have to file like regular immigrant paperwork, so nothing to do with the K-1, which can take 2 years plus. And that's if it ever go through. People be on
if it ever goes through.
People be waiting a decade to be able to bring their children here.
Yeah.
So 2 to 3 years.
I'm not gonna lie, Gino was not apologetic enough for me. If there was any time to perform, it's now, okay? Oh my God, my chest. I can't believe I did that. I need the dramatics because you have really messed up. Whether I really want to take care of these kids or not, that's none of your business. You promised me that they would be here and now they're not going to be here as soon because of you? Yeah, I got an issue. I got an issue with that.
He definitely made a huge boo-boo. But I feel like he's just so scared of Jasmine. He just be quiet when he know he didn't mess up. Because he know, I really hope we get to see the car ride post this meeting. Mm. Because I just know
next
she
time
is lighting
him,
up.
The hat going to be sitting a little higher because he got bumps on his head.
Not love.
You're going to beat him up.
Absolutely.
I'm not making fun of domestic violence, but just imagine, you know how animated and crazy she is. Like,
she's gonna give herself like a stroke. She's gonna have a brain aneurysm. Yeah, she's gonna lose it.
Mess indeed. Sorry, I'm really thinking about her yelling over the lip gloss in the car. Like, that was shit.
That's where mine went to. It's going to be, like, a million times that.
Yeah.
I feel like they've already filed a K-1. I feel like she should go back, let her status lapse and then redo the K-1 visa and add them properly again.
That's smart.
I feel like that might be quicker. Because yeah, I don't think she's going to take another... that 2 years not going to work.
Go home.
Yeah, I think I feel like she will. And she learned like during this meeting that she can't travel until you... So you can travel before you get your green card. But whatever you have to apply for to do that can take 6 months. 6 to 8 months.
So she
won't be able to go home for at least 6 to 8 months, which was not also something she was expecting. But I feel like she just need to go home. Her and Gino should never got married. And she said also that. And this was my biggest mistake. I should have never come.
She said, home. I should have stayed right in Panama. This was dumb. This was silly of me. Okay.
But it is.
Yeah.
I know we talked about it because you mentioned it already, but it's just extra weird that she is so gung-ho kids when you didn't even have them when they was down the block. It's not making sense to me. I don't understand it, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
If I remember correctly, yeah, she didn't have them because remember she took Gino to meet her mama and they were there with her.
Yeah. They've never, what? Like, girl, okay. Like, why you live in the city and the rest of your family, including your kids and your ex-husband, live back in the countryside? Like, what's tea? What's going on with that? Let's talk about that. I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened.
Yeah. I'm in my ad note.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Well, now it is time for a Couldn't Be Me segment where we pick one couple or scenario and say, yeah, now that cannot be me. Usually we have a lot to pick from and this is no difference.
Yep.
So, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with one we already touched on. We've already talked about. Kobe and Emily. I'm putting the blame on Kobe because as the Black Cameroonian man in this relationship, I think it's important that you make sure that your Caucasian family has some general African and Cameroonian knowledge, have some do's and don'ts in general, but definitely before y'all travel to your home country. First of all,
100%.
Let's start with not calling this Africa. Of course, yes, it is Africa, but you know, people think Africa is one place. But I think that's a good place to start. Make sure they say
they're going to Cameroon. Baby steps.
And just like basic history of the country, the national dish, the national bird, something. They don't know nothing.
Yeah. You don't know a saying. You don't know their colors. Like, you don't, you just don't know nothing.
Pick out the Cameroonian flag. Kate.
Immediately.
Yeah. Just some basic do's and don'ts. He probably don't know either. But yeah, that's...
I'm crying.
There's a disconnect between our African brothers and sisters and Black Americans as well. So, but he is well traveled. He knows a little something. So he need to make sure they know a little something because that Wakanda is a big no.
Looking crazy.
The fact that Emma says she knows nothing about the culture, yet y'all been together for how many years and got a baby for each one of them. And she still don't know nothing. It's just sad.
Yeah, because why
can she even greet your mom
with that?
Do she know your favorite Cameroonian dish? Anything
that she tried to make?
Does she know what Cameroon is on the map? I don't think she knows anything, and that's a problem. And that's just how this foolishness continues. Because the person of color does not hold the other person accountable for knowing anything, and that's just a big no for me.
Yeah, I want to assume that his parents want to get it right and get it accurate. So, like, you're not dealing with children or like people who aren't able to learn. Like, teach them, educate them, and I'm sure they'll be appreciative. Like, don't do this of just, no, it's totally fine. You don't need to know what you're wearing. No, I do. I need to know the cultural significance of that.
Cultural significance, how it was made, where it come from, why, all, everything. This is the time. And I feel like Caucasian Americans tend to extend more grace and probably just like Black African people better than they like Black American people. So I feel like they'll be more receptive of the history and knowledge coming from
and
him
understand,
than
like wanting cultural context.
Yes. And I know they
I
came back
that.
Telling all their other friends about the rich cultural safari experience they went on. So they just spread the
They
knowledge.
definitely told some people it was so cool going to Wakanda. Like, it's like not even
absolutely
just a made up place. Like, it's real. It's in Cameroon.
Definitely Wakanda. Yeah. So
Lord.
It's going to be, this whole trip is going to be interesting. Hopefully they do get a little bit of cultural context and it are receptive of it. And I don't know. I don't feel like Cole's gonna do a good job, but I'm hopeful. But that's my couldn't be me. I'm gonna make you suffer a little bit and pay a little for
You
a little.
actually need to drink some onion water as a part of the ceremony. Like, customs, babe. It's customs.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
This is a little payback for the payback. You gonna have to get it
Yeah. We
all.
gotta get our look back somehow.
Yeah,
fuck out of
very
here.
much getting my weight back. Who are you thinking? Oh, you said, who'd you say?
I think I said Nicole. I low key forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, I think I got it. Okay. So, what's getting me is that it feels like from what we're seeing right now, she like wants to bully him a little bit because she's able to because they're in America. Like I was saying earlier, yes, he comes from a very conservative state. Some consider it to be oppressive. Like, okay, yes, but at the same time, because that one girl in Cairo was like, "Oh yeah, girl, they're real strict over there on your side. Like, they get real strict. Like, that's tough. I don't even know how you over there." So some people, you know, think it can be a little limiting.
Yeah.
But he loved it. Like, when he was in the car
That's
riding
all
around
that
LA,
man
he was like, he said, yeah, this is cute and all, but Egypt is the best. Like, home is where my heart is. Like, that's what I'm obsessed with,
period.
and that's just what it is, period. I just
Yeah.
feel like she was doing too much a little too soon because she kind of expected him to be on her time. Like, she felt oppressed. She felt like she couldn't do nothing. And in some way, she couldn't do nothing. Like, you don't be sitting up in this bar. Like, don't do that. I get it. But he didn't feel oppressed by that. So don't, like, try and come here and, like, get your lick back. Like, it was just two cultures that are really opposite ends of the spectrum. That we got to find something in the middle. Because I didn't really like that whole kiss me, like trying to force him to do that. Like,
you know he don't like
you
it.
know he don't like that.
Yes.
You know he don't like that. Like, why are we?
Like I said, she expected him to switch on his American, I love it here, when he hit the U.S. airspace. And that's just not who that man is. And
At all.
also, like you said, it gives very much get my lick back. And it was really pissing her off because I feel like she expected him to be like, oh my gosh, United States of America.
Yeah, like
And
the way Michael was when he first came here.
Yeah, and he is very underwhelmed. He don't even want to be here. The man is tired. And he only here for you. As much as she wants him to feel how she felt in Egypt. She didn't want him to be, I don't know. It's like she wants him to feel how she felt, but also be so grateful it happened because this is America and America is 1,000 times better than Egypt.
Right.
That's what she gets.
I love when the foreign person understands that this place is a facade. I love that.
He like, don't yes, want to be here.
Yeah, don't fall for the illusion, okay? He's like, eh, it's all right. Like, whatever.
And I feel like the stuff she's expecting him to like is stuff that she knows he don't like. And being in America right. for 32 seconds is not going to change that. He didn't want you to right. wear skimpy clothes in Egypt. So what do you think being in LA going to change about that?
Like, he's not in the space. It's in him, though.
Yeah.
He's a conservative Muslim man. Like
you can take the man out of Egypt, but you can't take the Egypt out of the man, period.
Hello? Like, you still need to cover up. What you thought this was? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. She wasn't thinking. The bot was blocking the connectivity.
Yeah, and you know, the color, it could really distort
yeah,
how it, fast you get to where you need to be. Yeah.
It wasn't processing, because, girl, it just really does not make any sense. I know she thought, I don't know what she thought. I think she thought he was going to hit America and cut loose.
She just also feels like he.
But she also want him to hate it at the same time, because she want him to hate it like she hated Egypt. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, I feel it's a weird thing. Like she wants to punish him, but also liberate him. Like,
yeah,
are we putting the shackles on or off? Like, what's going on? I'm confused. I just don't know, girl. I just don't
you don't
know.
Either, and I really hate that for him.
Yeah. And I'm like, she's not even the best, but she ain't no better. They just don't need to be together. That's really what it is.
And
they're one of them.
I was about to say something, but I'm going to definitely have to take that offline.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on that note, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at Ain't No Way Podcast. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week with more madness.
Bye. Bye.